All right, it is January 2nd, and today we are going to be reading in Matthew again, Matthew chapter 2. And before we begin, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, as we read your word and learn about you, Lord, speak to us. Teach us something, give us something today that we can remember and think about throughout the day that will lead us and guide us to be more like you. We just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there, having been warned in a dream. He withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. All right, today we have the story of the Magi, or the wise men, coming to worship Jesus. This is traditionally part of the Christmas story, or the story of the birth of Christ. Now, several things that I find interesting in this story are that they were searching for Jesus. They were looking for him. And I think we also need to search and look for God. that without looking for him, we will never know him. And so they were searching for him, trying to find him. And I pray that you also, this year and throughout your life, will continually search for Jesus, continually seek him, that even now as a believer and follower of Christ, each day I seek Christ and I try to find more about him, and I find that in the Word of God, which is the second thing that I noticed in the story. The wise men started looking for him because of the star, but that apparently wasn't enough to lead them all the way to Jesus. They had to stop and ask. And so, when they stopped and asked, they were actually given a prophecy from the Bible, which was that he would be born in Bethlehem. And that's how they made it to Bethlehem to find him. I think in the same way, we can find signals and signs that God is real all throughout the world around us. When I look up and I see the incredible world, I personally cannot believe that it all just happened. Everything is so complex, so intricately put together, that if one small thing were off, that life could not exist. But all of it is so perfectly balanced that it appears to be designed, and I think it was. It was designed by God himself. And looking at creation leads me to search for God. Who is it that designed all of this? Just as the Magi, the wise men, saw the star and were searching for the child who had been born. Perhaps they had read a prophecy of his birth. But they were searching, but they needed more. They needed God to reveal to them where to look. And so when the priests told them that he would be born in Bethlehem, they were able to go and find him there. Just like that, we need God to reveal himself to us, and he has. He has revealed himself to us through the Bible. And there, we can go and find God, find Jesus, and learn about him, and be directed to him. And so they went, and they offered gifts. They gave him very valuable gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, these gifts were very important and very significant for him. The gold was significant because it was a gift worthy of a king, and Jesus is the king of all. The frankincense was significant because it is something that was used in the worship of God. It was used as incense, or something that you would burn and have a beautiful smell, but it was used as part of their worship. And so this was important because both Jesus is God, but other places refer to Jesus as our high priest. Jesus is the one that is in some ways our mediator, our go-between. He is the one that we go through in order to get to God. And so the frankincense kind of is a picture of that part of his role in ministry and service to us. And finally, the myrrh was used when someone died. It was used as part of the embalming process and part of the burial. They would put special spices and things on the body as part of burying them. And that kind of looks forward to the fact that Jesus would one day die for us and give his life as a sacrifice for us. So these gifts did have some very good and important significance, and they were a picture of something more. The end of the chapter looks at Jesus escaping to and living in Egypt. Now, this is a rather difficult and disturbing chapter, as the king feels threatened by Jesus. He is worried that there is this new king that has been born that will take his place. And he's jealous and frightened and doesn't want competition. And so he decides that he will kill all the baby boys so that there could not be a king that would take his place. this is not something that God wanted him to do. But Jesus, even at his birth, was in some ways a threat to some people. They saw him as disrupting their lives, as disrupting their futures, and they didn't like that. Jesus can be a threat in some ways to our everyday lives. Once we really understand who Jesus is, and as we follow him, it can disrupt our lives, but it is so worth it. And so, even at his birth, we see people against him, that he was not always openly accepted. And I pray that you will not see him as a threat to your life, but instead see him as a savior. That he might change your life, but it's a change for the good. And so God sent Jesus down to Egypt to protect him and save him and keep him alive. And when he brought him back, he grew up in the town of Nazareth and in the region of Galilee. And this was, once again, part of a fulfillment of a prophecy. And so throughout this chapter, we have seen several places where prophecy has been fulfilled. Prophecy is when many years before Jesus was born, hundreds of years, that God had revealed and said, someday this will happen, and these are some signs that you can find to know that this truly is the Messiah, the one I have promised you. And Jesus fulfills all of those. And so Matthew often points to it, whether it is his birth in Bethlehem, or Herod killing these babies, or bringing him out of Egypt. It mentions that, as well as the fact that he would be called a Nazarene, or from the town of Nazareth. And so Jesus fulfills all these prophecies in a way that no one else could, which helps me know that he truly is who he says he is, the Messiah, the Lord who has come to be with us. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would help us to seek you as the wise men sought you. Help us to desire you. And the wise men went out of their way. They invested a lot of time, energy, and money in finding you. I pray that we would also be willing to give our time and our energy in searching for you, in finding you. Lord, reveal yourself to us as you do through your word, that we cannot find you apart from what you have shown us in the Bible. So I pray that you would use your word to help us find you and know who you are and know how we can be like you and follow you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.